Maria Rife is a native of Fayetteville, and after spending 14 years in Washington, D.C. and abroad engaging marginalized communities in democratic political processes, Rife has returned to Arkansas to work here.
And I've just been very grateful to Arkansas and to the community here for giving me some diverse experiences, some of them setting up a Latino nonprofit leadership academy, serving as Hispanic outreach director to the Democratic Party, and being able to be involved in several different causes related to our immigrants and more specifically the Hispanic community here.
Currently, Rife, in her early 30s, serves as executive director of Rogers-based Arkansas United Community Coalition, established last autumn. She's a graduate of Williams College, Columbia University, and continues to work as a consultant to the United Nations Development Program on an initiative called the International Knowledge Network of Women in Politics. And last month, Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe appointed Maria Rife to the State Board of Education. She's also among a group of Arkansans seeking to establish a Hispanic majority district in Northwest Arkansas. According to the 2010 census, Springdale is now more than 35% Hispanic, Rogers more than 31%.
And there's been an enormous growth in Northwest Arkansas, a lot of which was actually guided by the Hispanic community and the growth in that community, which grew as 114% in this last 10-year period. And so with that, there had been several conversations about the redistricting process up here, how those districts would be drawn, and whether the Hispanic community, how they might be included in this process.
Rife attended a town hall reapportionment meeting in Fayetteville June 14th, facilitated by Joe Woodson, Board of Apportionment staff, where she and others learned the fundamentals, she said. For example, we have 435 districts all told across the United States, which count a little under 650,000 people, give or take 3-5%. On a map, Illinois is a crazy quilt of districts, while North Dakota is one color. At the state level, the Arkansas Board of Apportionment, that would be Democrats Governor Mike Beebe and Attorney General Dustin McDaniel, with Republican Secretary of State General Mark Martin, determine population limits for legislative districts by dividing 35 General Assembly Senate seats and 100 House seats into the total state population, give or take 10% to allow for a population variance. These numbers are adjusted every decade. According to fresh census figures, so Rife and others saw it as an opportunity to create a Hispanic majority-minority district.
And there's obviously several legal matters related to this. Ultimately, it's one person, one vote. But there are some laws, such as the Voting Rights Act of 1965, that are and were passed in order to make sure that emergent communities, like the Hispanic community, also had a legal framework to be included in these processes. Although even though we knew these laws existed, I was surprised, as well as some of my colleagues within the Hispanic community, that in an hour and a half town hall session, the word Hispanic actually had not been mentioned. And so I, with the support of the community leaders that were there, stood up just to try and engage the reapportionment committee in a conversation of how the Hispanic community might be a community of interest in this conversation. How could we discuss it? And we also did want to bring awareness to the fact that no Hispanic to date has ever been elected to the state level. And when you're talking about a population that constitutes 12% of this district without having representation at the level, is something that in many ways will limit some of the voices and perspectives being out there, voices and perspectives that ultimately benefit the entire state and the potential impact of all the policies that we do put forth.
Rife says that in her conversations with Hispanic voters, they say they just don't feel included.
We know nationwide 69% of eligible Hispanics to vote in the 2010 elections did not participate in the elections because of feelings that their vote didn't matter. And that was something many of us have experienced on the ground. And it's not just coming, obviously, from this country and this system. Many of them are bringing it from the culture, the political cultures of the countries that they're coming from, where politicians come around once an election cycle to buy votes, to convince them to vote, and then they feel that they don't follow through on promises. And so that combination of the previous culture and here, just not really feeling a space, not really fully understanding the process itself, a lot of uncertainty and question. We just know that we've come at a time where obviously we can continue working directly in the communities, and those of us that are will. But if the political system itself can create this opening, can create this catalyst, then we have a real opportunity to engage that 69% who are self-selecting themselves out of this process.
Creating a Hispanic majority district would likely change perceptions, Wright said.
We have submitted a consensus letter to the reapportionment committee that represents well over 30 groups and individuals that all have large Hispanic constituencies that are very much in favor of this. And the Hispanic media themselves, Spanish language media, both print as well as radio themselves, have also been very helpful in us to getting PSAs out there to inform the broader community on this.
But part of the broader community includes Secure Arkansas, that seeks to bar any political support for and purge all undocumented immigrants from the state, no matter what age.
In terms of Secure Arkansas and their feelings of Hispanics being largely welfare recipients, it's an inaccurate statement. Many of those individuals were present at our meeting, and we wish they would have engaged us in the dialogue so we can correct some of that misinformation. We actually have a very strong professional class of Latinos. And then the Hispanic working class that is so important to here in Arkansas actually puts in more taxes and more into the economy than they take out.
On July 6th, Maria Reith and a dozen other Hispanic advocates, as well as Charlie Collins, Republican State Representative District 89 Fayetteville, met with staff from the State Board of Apportionment in Little Rock.
What was exciting for us, I think, above all, was the invitation by the Reapportionment Committee and their members to continue to voice our opinions, that there was consideration, that they thought it would be helpful to continue to hear additional voices on this and even include the Marshallese community, for example, because the districts that are being discussed right now, proposals being discussed, would equally impact them and include where they also have large concentrations of their population. And so this is something that actually could include both of our communities in this process. So it's something that now we've broadened our nets and working to broaden our net of folks that are thinking and talking and being able to reflect and supporting, more importantly, direct communication with the Reapportionment Committee on this process.
Of course, all Marshallese are special migrant guests in this country, so cannot vote. However, many American-born Islander kids are now coming of age. At the Little Rock meeting, two Hispanic majority district maps were discussed. A current district map, where House District 94 would be divided at the Benton and Washington County border to create a district with about 46% Hispanic residents. The other, a proposed redistricting map drawn up by a Secretary of State staff, would designate a Hispanic majority district east of 71B, taking in parts of Springdale and Rogers. But who will lead a Hispanic political renaissance in Northwest Arkansas is the question. The most visible, Jose Gomez, with Reform Immigration for America and state director of the League of United Latin American Citizens, has moved to Colorado, although he maintains some stake here. But Maria Wright says replacements are being groomed.
There are several Hispanic leaders that now are growing in their political awareness, growing in their political engagement. And we're actually very excited about the prospects of this Hispanic district because we believe very strongly that there are strong leaders on both sides with expressed interest in the political system, awareness out of the political system that would engage directly in the process. And I think regardless of whether the district's created or not, we will see that to a certain extent.
Who those potential advocates / candidates are, she would not say, but Wright says there are plenty of Hispanic voters in the wings.
And with the right information, with the right feelings of their vote would matter, would actually be primed to engage in these next 2012 elections. So we saw a doubling of the Hispanic vote in the last elections in 2010, between 2008 and 2010. And we believe that with this catalyst, again, of the Hispanic district, large possibility of seeing that well increase from that doubling point from the last 2010.
A Hispanic majority-minority district does not, of course, require the election of a Hispanic representative, but it would certainly have an advocate.
Actually, there's a history in some Hispanic majority districts in the country where a Hispanic has actually yet to win those seats. So there are no guarantees. However, in creating a Hispanic majority minority district, which means that 55% of that population would have to be Hispanic, then it does force any candidate that runs to speak to the issues of concern, to identify what the issues of concern are of the Hispanic community, and to engage them actively in the process. And that in and of itself is a step forward. Now, that said, we do believe we have some very strong Hispanic leader candidates primed to run for office. But at the same time, the constituents, I do think it, that's also a key element that's been largely missing.
With statewide redistricting, we will likely lose several southern districts, but gain one Senate and three House districts in Northwest Arkansas. Proposed maps will be released July 19th in a public town hall meeting held in Little Rock July 25th, with a vote set by the apportionment board for the 29th. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.